Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing Podcast right here on SweatNet. I'm your host, Teal. And I'm so glad that you've decided to join me for this conversation. And again, every woman that I have the opportunity to speak with and listen to, I always walk away with something. There's always a takeaway, and I'm always encouraged and inspired, and I hope that it does the same for you. I do want to take a second and just say thank you. I want to say thank you to my partner, SweatNet, who has been tremendous in helping getting this podcast out and sharing these women's stories. They have been a tremendous partner, Grace and Tom. Thank you so much for all that you all have done with me and for this. And I just look forward to what we're getting ready to do with the Be Amazing community. And ladies, I hope you'll come out and join us. We are kicking the first one off May 12th. Terry Reeves is our first speaker, and she's going to be taking us through yoga on the rooftop at Novaloso Station, 6:30 p.m. It's free. We have an Eventbrite link. You can go and click and register now. If you happen to miss the first one, don't sweat it. There are more to come. It's once a month. It's the second Thursday of every month here in Charlotte. It's being held at Novaloso Station Apartments. And thank you, Novaloso, for being our host site for these events. And there's so much more to share about it. So stay tuned. Follow us on social media. You can follow me at itsealsmart. You can also go to Be Amazing Weekend. You can join the Be Amazing community on Facebook. So for any questions you have, just send me an email, itsseal@gmail.com, or you can send me a DM on IG. Okay, it's time to talk about my next guest. Her name is Brittany Kanaski. She's the owner of Hello Velocity. She's based here in Charlotte. You could normally find her on a yoga mat, or she might be planning her next adventure with her partner, Adam, or you might find her cuddling with her cat, Liam, and dog, Fizz. Brittany is a life coach, and her focus is on helping others get unstuck and stop suffering quietly if they feel that something is missing in their life. You do not want to miss this conversation. Brittany has given us 3 tips on getting unstuck. I know that this is something that I have faced in my life. I'm sure everyone at some point has had those moments of feeling stuck. So don't miss out on this incredible conversation with Brittany.
Something super fun. So that's why, like, as soon as you and I talked and like you were talking about what you were doing with coaching and helping people get out of that, you know, headspace or that where they're struggling. And then you just have this level of like good vibe and fun about you. So I can totally see that, that it's more than just, you know, you coaching someone. It's way more than that. And it actually can be a fun process if people are open to it.
Mm-hmm.
So with this whole unstuck thing, did you have a moment you personally where you were stuck and this is where this whole theme came about?
Yeah, definitely. This is where it all came from, is that I was probably about 2.5 years ago, I was feeling really stuck in my life and my job, just all things. And it's strange looking back now, it really did feel like one day I just woke up and was like, wait, what am I doing with my life? What do I want to be doing with my life? And how do I even figure that out? And it was kind of a weird moment to have that realization, thinking like, you know, I had this great job and I was getting paid well to work from home, which at the time everyone was really jealous of, and now people are not as jealous of it anymore. But yeah, it was this idea of like, I had checked all the boxes, you know, of gone to a good school, got a good job, did that whole thing and was living what I thought was, you know, the dream life. And then to not be satisfied with it was a weird thing to wake up to one day, and I didn't know what to do about it. So I sat in it for a little while, again, like kind of ashamed to talk about it, not sure what to do about it. And then I finally connected with a life coach that I had taken some yoga classes with her, actually, and then saw on Instagram she was talking about coaching, and I was like, what is this coaching thing? I don't know. It seems kind of weird, but I don't know. Everything she's saying is really resonating with me. So I reached out to her, and yeah, we worked together for 4 months, and it was life-changing. It was so incredible, and just being able to literally get unstuck and figure out what was in my way and then how to get out of my own way and figure out what would actually light me up again and take actionable steps towards that. It was incredible.
That's awesome. Well, so you you've gone through this process yourself. When did you know that coaching other people and helping other people would be your jam?
I think it was, I don't know if there was one clear moment, actually. I was trying to think if it was after the time I was done working with her or like somewhere early on, she had said something to me, like the way that I had asked questions would make me a good coach or something like that. And it kind of like had put the idea in the back of my head. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Something I never thought of or, you know, wouldn't really know much about. And then I think by the end of our time together and seeing all of my progress and everything that changed, like I had gotten a promotion and I had like started a cool like savings account for travel because travel is really important to me. I'd started like a side passion project of like photography, which is super fun, and like all these other cool things and better relationships with family, friends, like my boyfriend, all of it. And so just reflecting on that by the end of our time together, and I think that's when it kind of hit me of how much she changed my life and having that realization of, oh, if I could help one person the way she had helped me, then that would be more fulfilling than anything I've ever done in any career that I've had or any job that I've had. And that's when it kind of like smacked me across the face, like, oh, okay, you should do this. Like, I didn't know at the time if I would really start a business with it or, you know, do anything more than just, I don't know, coach a few people and like just see what it would turn into. And then the more I did it, the more I wanted to do it. So yeah, I think there's been different stages of like the idea being planted in my head and then the, oh yeah, I need to do this and I'm going to do it. I don't know what it'll look like, but I'm going to do it. And then the third stage, which happened more last year during the pandemic, which was the more I was doing it, the more I wanted to do it. And that's when I decided I had to go full time in my business too.
That's awesome. So you left your job and to pursue this?
I did. Yeah.
Was that scary?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's... It's still so terrifying and exciting. And I'm 8 months out of corporate America, or 8 months retired, I like to call it, or 8 months sober, depending on the day. yeah, it was terrifying to make that decision. It was terrifying to do it, to tell my boss that I was like quitting and not having like a clear other job lined up, you know, not knowing exactly like how I'd make it work, but just trusting myself that I'll figure it out and just knowing how much I love this and knowing that there is such a need for it, that I would figure it out and that I needed more time to be able to figure it out. You know, it's most time people think you need to build up the whole business and have that like steady income, which for some people you do in order to quit your job. But for me, I'd saved up so much money during COVID that from not traveling and not doing much fun stuff, that I had like a 6 month runway. So I'm like, all right, well, I have 6 months to figure some things out. And I'm here I am 8 months later and I've not run out of money. So that's a good sign.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's awesome that you took like taking that risk, because I know how hard it is. And but at the same time, as scary as that is, how rewarding that must feel that you took that risk and, you know, jumped in with both feet.
Yeah, it's so rewarding. And people tell me all the time still, like how inspiring it is to see someone do that, because it's a lot of people's kind of pipe dream to say they want to, you know, work for themselves or start their own business. And so many people just don't do it because it's so scary. And, you know, I definitely don't recommend it to everyone as well, because it is so scary. And there's so much to it. And you really have to know what you're getting into before doing it. But it's so rewarding. And just hearing that from other people too, like hearing just the positive feedback, whether it's, wow, it's so cool that you did this, it's inspiring, or just, you know, people commenting on, you know, my social media accounts or whatever, like sending me messages that are encouraging, like all of that really does go a long way and keeps me motivated, because yeah, some days it is tough and it's hard to keep going. So having that external feedback is very, very rewarding.
Well, that's just awesome. Well, you're also known, because I want to talk more about this whole coaching thing, but you're really known to, and you've even described yourself as the millennial coach. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so that's something that just kind of hit me over the last few months too, knowing that most of my clients have been millennials, and I really do like to speak to this idea of the quarter life crisis that most of us go through. And so many people either have gone through it already or going through it now as millennials, or maybe the, I don't know, I'd say like Gen Z is maybe peeking into it now as well. And having that moment of, like I talked about earlier, my moment was really what I call my quarter life crisis, like waking up, not knowing, what am I really doing with my life? And what do I want to do with my life? And yeah, so it just, it's that thing that really speaks to my heart. And I want, and I know that there's not that many people out there talking about it. And that's, I think that's why it's my sweet spot, because I love to share my story and people really connect with that. And it's one of those things that not enough people are talking about, and there's not enough resources out there for people going through that. Just again, like when I shared my story, I didn't know what to do. And I stayed stuck longer because I didn't know what to do and I didn't know the resources. And it's not like I could go to my boss and be like, well, I'm not really happy with what I'm doing, so now what? So yeah, I want to be that outlet for people. And I think honing in on millennials is, it just makes sense too, like both from the quarter life crisis perspective, but also I am a millennial. So I think I connect better with millennials and they connect with me better. I know personally, and a lot of, for me and a lot of my friends, we do tend to have that rebellious nature when it comes to like older, you know, people at work or whatever, you know, the boomers or whatever, like trying to tell us how to live, or even like our parents' generation. I think that's a lot of where the stereotype comes from for millennials and like what we're known for. Like a lot of the older generations call us lazy or entitled and all of those things. So I think getting past that generational divide is really helpful too.
Now, with that said, I know that you, we've talked and you said that you have a few clients that are not necessarily millennial. So you are open to working with other people as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to like age anyone out of a program or like say, ask anyone how old they are before they work with me, nothing like that. It's more, yeah, it's more, I guess, from a marketing lens of, you know, connecting with people, but then also, you know, some of my non-millennial clients have said that they're millennial minded. So I think that's more what's important, is the millennial minded, as in we're kind of challenging the status quo. We're wanting more for ourselves. We're not just going to settle for the, you know, one corporate job for our whole lives and just serving the man kind of idea and not challenging that. So I think that's more what it comes down to, and not necessarily an age gap, because people, it's a lot of times people ask me, well, how old are millennials right now? And for the most part, I don't even remember what the age gap is. So really not about that. It's more the mindset and the, you know, the personality and who you are and what you're looking for out of life.
I love that. Millennial minded.
Yeah.
That's just awesome. I think that's great. And I know that's great for marketing as well and what you're doing. And what sets you apart. I think that's, you know, it's really cool when you can really identify with one specific thing and you can run with that. And I think that you've done a really good job with how you position yourself, you know, as a coach. And now I want you to, we're going to lead into giving us some tips. We need 3 tips on getting unstuck. So ooh, being millennial minded, what 3 tips do you have for us?
Yeah. Oh, this is good. And it's funny. I actually have like a 3-step process for getting unstuck. So it's perfect.
Actually. Oh, that's awesome.
I can give some high level notes from that. And, yeah. And it doesn't apply to just millennials either. So yeah, it's good. We're good. We'll cover anyone that's listening as well. So the first tip I like to give, and the first part of the getting unstuck process that I go through with people, is actually figuring out where you're getting stuck, which is usually the hardest part for people and the place with most resistance, because we always want to just skip to the end and be like, tell me what to do. What's the next move? Or again, like if you're stuck in a career, like, well, what's the next career? What's the job I should be applying for? And before we jump to that, we really have to get clear on what's getting in our way. And usually we are what's getting in our way. So again, there's even more resistance to acknowledging the fact that we're the ones that are, you know, we have the mindset that's getting in our own way. So I love to do some exercises with people to understand what's really going on a little bit deeper. I call it our saboteurs. So it's those limiting mindsets that get in the way, and some examples of what they look like, or what people usually refer to them as, like procrastination or perfectionism, people pleaser, avoiders, things like that, that you, like, as I'm listening that you're nodding, like most people can really self-identify with those pretty easily. So getting more familiar with those instead of just avoiding it, it's like, all right, which one am I? Which one do I align to? Noticing where it comes up in all different areas of life and getting more familiar with it. And then the second tip is to align yourself with your core values. So first of all, if you don't have core values, figuring out what those are and really getting more familiar with them. And just like with the saboteurs, you want to figure out how they show up in your life, all different aspects of your life. So not just at your work, but also in your relationships and your finances and your relationship with yourself and all those things. And you want that to be like your new foundation, because our saboteurs tend to be our like automatic foundation. It's like what our go-to when we're stressed or anxious, or whatever, we just fall back into that pattern. So we're trying to build a new pattern through our values. And then the last one is actually having a clear plan. So again, what people try to skip ahead to the end, but without that new foundation and without that awareness about your saboteurs, that's usually when the plan will fall apart. So the last step is having a clear plan. You want it to have a lot of support structures built in, and you want to use those values and those saboteurs within the plan so that you can help yourself get unstuck in the future, because we're going to keep getting stuck. It's just the nature of being a human.
Thank you for saying that, because I think sometimes we think that we're going to get unstuck and then we're done. And yeah, we just stay unstuck forever. and that's not the case. I feel like sometimes it's seasonal, you know, depending on what season you are in your life and what you're doing. But I feel like we face those moments. So for you to give us these three tips to kind of help us when we hit those places is awesome. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I totally agree. Like, I like to give that usually disclaimer too when I'm giving like a talk or anything, because I share my unstuck story of like, oh, I was stuck, you know, quarter life crisis. And then I don't want people to think that's the only time I was stuck. I'm like, I get stuck all the time still, like every week, every day, like there's always little things that pop up here and there. So it's more about being aware of it and noticing what's triggering you or noticing what's keeping you stuck and things like that, so that you're constantly aware of it and can constantly choose something different.
Well, thank you so much. I know this is something that I will definitely be using, and I feel like the listeners will grab a hold of this as well. Well, I know that you love fitness, because I did see that you have an event coming up in June, a hiking event, which I think is awesome. And it's an awesome way to tie in your coaching as well. But with that said, have you always been into fitness?
No, actually, I was thinking back to like, I don't know, grade school, everything. I was not an athletic person. I did not do sports. I was actually in the marching band and the color guard. So I think I picked up fitness after college, really. And it was more of I think my first company I worked for, they did a relay marathon race and they wanted everyone to do a part of the relay. And I was like, I've never run before, but they peer pressured me into it. So then I had to learn how to run 7 miles for this relay. That was my first race was 7 miles, which is long, even thinking about it now.
That's crazy. I mean, that's not just like, hey, throw your shoes on and go. That's like, you have to train for that.
Yeah, it was a lot. I actually like signed up for a gym. The trainer gave me a cool plan to actually prep for it, because I had no idea what I was doing, and ended up doing it. And I'm sure I had a few blisters on my feet by the end, but I did it and I was very proud of myself. So I think, strangely enough, that was my segue into fitness, was running in my company, peer pressured me into it.
That's so cool. Well, so workouts now, do you have a favorite workout that you do now?
Yeah, I bounce back and forth between a lot of things. Yoga is always my core that I keep coming back to. That one I've been doing really since I moved to Charlotte 6 years ago. That's been my favorite and my foundation. And over the last year or two, I started doing Chakti yoga with Lauren McVie. She's amazing and local here in Charlotte. And she started doing online classes during the pandemic, which was a lifesaver. So that's been getting me through the last year and a half or so. And they're so fun. Like, and I guess I should explain too, for anyone not familiar with Chakti yoga, it's basically hip hop yoga. So it's like hip hop music, you're dancing, you're shaking your ass, you're having such a blast, but it's also hardcore cardio. Like, I never sweat as much as I do when I do that class. And I also will give the disclaimer that I cannot twerk, but I still have so much fun. Like, I can't really dance, but I have so much fun doing that. It's such a cool combination of both yoga and like dancing and cardio, like jumping jacks and planks. And yeah, it's a great workout. And it really helps me get out of my head. Like, if I ever have a bad day, that is my favorite way to unwind and just let loose and get a good sweat on.
So fun. Cause there's nothing like, I like both. I like dance and I like yoga. So you put those together and that's like the perfect mix.
Yeah. It is so much fun. And yeah. And it can be surprisingly spiritual too, like really tapping into your emotions and what kind of feelings are in your body, and releasing those through movement is really, really powerful.
Oh yeah, definitely. And I think sometimes, you know, when you're going back to your whole unstuck place, I think it's movement can be that thing that can help you, regardless of what that is. Like, I run now more to clear my head than anything. Mm. It's not necessarily about the physical side of it. It's what happens, you know, what happens in my mind. Like, it's a way for me to clear. And so when you can find something like the Chakti yoga or really anything that does that for you, like, it's amazing. Like, it can change your perspective just in that, whether it's, you know, 10 minutes or, you know, an hour, like taking time out for that is what can really help you reset and change your perspective. So I am totally agreeing with you on that. And I am gonna have to try that yoga because I have not done that kind yet.
Oh,
it's, I mean, so I've done good. I pretty much feel like I'm kind of in tune with everything, but I've not tried that yet. So that will be next on my list to try. Because I love bouncing around. There's so many great instructors in Charlotte. For those of you that don't live in Charlotte, our fitness community is off the hook. We have incredible instructors, incredible community, and just can't say enough about the Charlotte fitness community. It's just, I'm fortunate to be a part of it. And anybody, whether you're a participant or you're an instructor, it's just amazing across the board.
Yeah, it is impressive. And I think that's why it was so easy to get into yoga when I moved here, because it's everywhere. There's a million studios, but then there's the outdoor classes, like at the White Water Center. I did one of those last week. And oh my gosh, those blow me away, just being out in the woods. And you know, you're holding your different poses and you're like looking up to the sky and they have little twinkly lights. It's gorgeous. I love that.
It really is. And we did that a couple times last year and just really enjoyed it. It is beautiful to be in the outdoors. And that is something that Charlotte does really well is offering the variety and just the connection and the community that has been established here is great. And we have some wonderful places to work out. So our parks, and Whitewater is one of my favorite places. So it's amazing.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite song on your playlist right now? Something that is your go-to?
My go-to song that has been my go-to song probably over a year, probably since before pandemic, is Lizzo, Good as Hell. It is just,
yes.
I'm like, I don't know that this song will ever get old. Like, usually I don't have a song that I'm obsessed with for this long, but it always pumps me up. I'll listen to it either working out, or I have a pump up playlist on my Spotify, and I use it whether, again, like pumping up before or during a workout, or even like before I give a talk or do something more like that has me a little anxious and like nervous. I use it to like get out of my body, shake things off, and like just get excited and pumped up. So that's my go-to, and I don't know when that's going to ever go away. If at all, probably never.
Probably never. Cause I think we all have like that one song that as soon as it comes on, it doesn't matter. Like, it's like all of a sudden it like takes you into that space of like getting zoned in, ready for whatever it is you're getting ready to do. And I love that you said that you would do that even before a talk. So it doesn't necessarily mean for a workout. It means for anything that you're in preparation to do. So that's super cool. And I love that.
Yeah. It's so good. I just can't get enough.
Well, to wrap this up, I ask this of everyone, and this question is for you as well. Do you have anything else on your heart that you want to share with the listeners?
I want to just share that. Just want to normalize again that being stuck is totally normal, and that we all get stuck all the time, and that it's okay. And it's okay to ask for help. and that there are plenty of other people going through what you're going through, and that it's okay to talk through it, and again, and get some sort of help for it. Like, we don't have to do life alone. So reach out to me, reach out to friends, family, whoever you have in your life to talk through it with, and don't hold on to it so tightly.
I love that. And thank you. Thank you for the tips today on getting unstuck. Thank you for, you know, giving us that information so that we can take it and apply it, but also that you're available. So where can people find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at HelloVelocityCo, or you can check out my website, www.hellovelocity.co, or, you know, shoot me a message. You can fill out a contact form on my website. You can schedule a free 30-minute call with me on my website, shoot me a DM, any of the things. I'm totally available. So reach out.
Well, thank you so much. And nobody can see this, but your smile is contagious. Like, I just want to smile bigger because your smile is so big. And I'm like, this is awesome. Like, the vibe coming at the end of this is like incredible. So I just thank you again for this incredible and encouraging conversation. And I can't wait to share this podcast.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. And you made it easy to just want to smile and like have fun. Like, we could just chat all day.
I know. This is great.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about SweatNet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at SweatNet and SweatNet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at ItSealSmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the SweatNet Be Amazing podcast.